It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 25th. I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio. The big fish gobbles up the little fish. Happens all the time in the tech world. But in this case, it was a big bird gobbling up a web video startup. Twitter, now a behemoth that chirps out 4 million messages a minute, bought the company Vine in 2012. Yesterday, we found out why. Vine's new app lets you record and share 6-second video clips on Twitter and other social media. I watched a few and then asked Slate Magazine tech blogger and friend of Marketplace Tech, Will Aremus, what's the point of sharing tiny video clips that so far seem a little meh?
A lot of the ones that people are doing today are incredibly boring. I mean, they're mind-numbing. But I think, though, as time goes by, we're going to see people doing some really interesting and creative things.
How is this part of Twitter's plan to take over the world?
If it works, this could be huge for Twitter. It's been unclear whether Twitter is going to be a sort of a niche social network that a fair amount of people use, but that isn't integral to most people's lives. They want to do everything. They want to be sort of the place for real-time updates from your friends and from around the world.
I'm already envisioning the Vine video of Kim and Kanye's baby.
Yeah, celebrities are going to love this. Celebrities, fans are going to love this. And you know who else is going to love this? Is advertisers. I think advertisers are going to see this as a way to get people's attention, to be creative. I mean, right now, when you see ads almost anywhere on the web or social media, you do your best to avoid them, to get away from them. If people use this right, the brevity of it is going to make it appealing.
Slate's Will Aremus. More than 600 million people use Skype to make calls and video chat online with loved ones and business partners without too many hiccups. But for activists in China, using the service may be a dicier proposition. Instead, they may be unknowingly using a partner site called TomSkype that looks identical. Russell Brandom has written about this for tech website The Verge.
The concern is people go to use Skype, think that they're using an American program and the Chinese government has limited access to, but really they're using TomSkype, this Chinese program, and sort of everything's being monitored.
Skype's parent company, Microsoft, isn't commenting, but 44 groups, including Reporters Without Borders and the Electronic Frontier Foundation, wrote Microsoft a letter yesterday calling for more openness.
The demands of the letter are actually very modest. They're not saying don't do business with China. They're not saying under no circumstances cooperate with law enforcement. What they're saying is, tell us what's happening.
They want Skype to do a transparency report. It's something Google is already doing twice a year.
Well, what Google is doing is giving the public some insight into the number of requests they get for law enforcement cooperation from different countries.
Mark Zwillinger used to make those requests as a prosecutor with the Department of Justice. Now he helps clients like Yahoo field those requests, and he thinks more sunshine is a good thing.
I think it's a very useful thing for the debate, because otherwise what happens behind the scenes is only things that we who represent the companies and the government who's seeking the information knows about.
Right now, Zwillinger says a lot of the debate is over what kind of information the U.S. government can get without a court order. Google says it requires a warrant to hand over email and other data, but not information like where and when you last logged in to Google Chat. Speaking of videos and chatting, the vice president just did his best Franklin D. Roosevelt impersonation with the help of Google's video call service, Google Hangouts. Is there a difference between this and watching the VP's fireside chat on C-SPAN? Unless he put on one of those fake mustaches you can add to your face in Google Hangouts, we think not. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.